A general discussion, including the real estate developer, the cartographer, the geologist, the economist, and the duck. Thanks to their frank debates, the ice had broken. The delegates agreed that those who'd spoken had done well, but now their spaceship was approaching Crow, the tension growing, and all felt it was the time for some to ask informally what they most wished to know. "I wish to know," said real estate developer Miss Tessie Rubble, as she adjusted her blue blazer, "whether Crow has cities, suburbs, coastlines, hills and lakes, and if she has, by just what standard should an earth person appraise her? Admittedly, I should have researched this before I came, but at the time was being driven half insane by a lawsuit down in Texas, wetlands versus multiplexes. The odds against us everybody thought were 10 to none, but praise the Lord, we won." On hearing this, another traveler joined in. "My name," said he, "is Jack Perrone. My specialty is that branch of cartography that deals with planets other than our own. I'm glad to tell Miss Rubble that not very long ago, a spaceship carrying a Hubble photographed the planet Crow. She does have cities, 6 in all, with buildings tens of meters tall. There were no highways to be found, which indicates that Crotians have the skill to put mass transit underground." Then he went on, "The planet has 4 continents, 3 oceans and a hill, even with ecologists to litigate each sail, a charming alien like you would certainly prevail." All chuckled as Miss Rubble blushed, and then the room got hushed to hear another delegate. His face was weathered, his suit tweedy, his leather elbow patches genteelly seedy. His dark blue shirt was polyester drip dry, and around his collar was a skinny beaded string tie. Said he, "My name is Stephen Clift, and I'm the chief geologist at Continental Plate and Drift, a firm whose name and logo you are surely all familiar with. My special disciplines are mineralogy, petrology, and groundwater geology, and I am sure you folks already know, or have an educated guess, what I'll be doing up on Crow." While Clift was speaking, Sam was in a state. He owned 1,000 shares of Continental Plate. Should he buy more before it was too late? "So," said the duck, "will you inform us if you find some pricey ore, or will we have to suffer through a wait eternal and read it in the Wall Street Journal?" At this upspoke economist Ben Carter. "Before," said he, "we start to dream of profit and of gain, before we scrutinize each inch of Crow's terrain and measure way and charter, we have to ascertain that Crotians have hard currencies and do not deal in seashells, scrip, or barter. For all we know, the planet Crow could be a globe of solid gold. Of course, should this be so, following Sam's urgent newsflash, Earth's economy might crash. The first catastrophe would be when ingots piled up in Fort Knox, in Krugerland, and underneath Red Square, became as valueless as rocks. A thing is precious only when it's rare." On hearing this, McDonald Duck, defying lack of gravity, leaped on a chair. "We journalists believe that people have a right to know, and it's our duty to bring everything to light. Like, did the president approve the burglary that night, trade arms for hostages, or have a love affair? A journalist will proudly air the least substantiated rumors. Yet had I to make the call on whether to announce to all that Crow is made of gold and risk the possibility that Earth's economy would fold, I swear this duck would hold his quack. So put away your fears. At most, he'd take some pebbles back as souvenirs."